This is an All Ears English bonus episode announcing our new app feature, a game changer for your English vocabulary. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Guys, we have made an exciting new update to the iOS app today. Find out what it is and how it's going to change your vocabulary skills forever. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going today?
Oh, it's really good, Michelle. I'm so excited to be here on this bonus episode.
I know. I love a good bonus episode, don't you?
I love a good bonus.
Yeah. So how was your Father's Day?
Oh, it was so fun. We went up to my brother's place and we actually surprised my brother. He didn't know that we were coming he thought he was just going to be Skyping with my dad for Father's Day. But then we all rang the doorbell and there we were.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so cute. What was his reaction?
Yeah, he was happy. He was happy because he said he really wanted to spend Father's Day with his dad. So he got to do it. Yeah, so we played Twister and we did all kinds of fun things. We had steak tips and played Twister and ate pie and it was fun. Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun. So he was really surprised?
Yeah, he was surprised. Totally.
Yeah, good, good. So you said you ate pie. That sounds fun.
Ooh, my mom made this pie. It was kind of like a meringue-y sort of banana meringue pie, kind of like a tangy thing. It was really good. Yeah.
Banana meringue?
Yeah, that's how it tasted. I don't know. It was a weird combination.
Wow. Well, I love meringue. I love those kinds of things. That's delicious. Ooh, oh, cool.
So good. So good. Yeah, I tried to take some home, but it didn't really travel very well.
Yeah.
So while we were eating, it was so funny what happened. We had dinner together and then we broke out this pie that my mom had made. And my niece looked at it and she's like, I'm going to gobble that up. It's so cute. Oh, she's just five, right? And I was like, ding, ding. Oh my gosh. That is a great word to teach our audience because I bet a lot of our audience listeners don't know the word gobble up.
Yeah. Oh, that is a great one. Yeah. What does gobble up mean, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh. I actually grabbed the definition somewhere. It means to swallow or eat hastily or hungrily in large pieces or to gulp.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Gobble up.
Yeah. This is great. Guys, we do have a special announcement at the end of today's bonus episode, but just hang in here with my little story. So when it comes to vocabulary words like this, Michelle, I mean, how do you think our listeners can actually remember these kinds of words? I mean, it's not easy, right? A word like gobble up. I mean, it's a phrasal verb. I mean, it's random. We rarely hear it anywhere.
Right. Well, but it's really important. And I think, you know, it's important for our listeners to really just keep track of the vocabulary that they hear on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Keep track. I love that. That's so true. Because, you know, I know I've seen I've heard that some of our listeners probably take notes of vocabulary words when they listen. Do you think they probably do that? Yeah, for sure.
I think so. Yeah.
And
that's what I would do.
That's what you would do, right? And I bet half the time they lose the list, right? Or it ends up somewhere in the bottom of a drawer somewhere, never to be seen again. That's not very useful when we want to actually learn these words. But the fact that my niece used this word, what happened? It created connection, Michelle, right? In that moment.
Right. It sounds like everybody kind of had a good laugh and thought it was cute. And for sure.
We had a good laugh. We thought she was adorable. It was great. It brought us together. So I think that vocabulary creates connection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for 100%, Lindsay.
Yeah. And so we know for you guys, for our listeners, that vocabulary is one of those missing pieces, right? We want you to be able to use these vocabulary words, not just once when you hear them with us on the show, but all the time. Right? In the right moments.
Exactly. We don't want those, you know, words to just get lost and, oh yeah, I heard that once on Earlier's English. I don't know. We want you to actually take what you hear on the show and bring it to the next level and use it to, you know, just improve your English, guys, and connect with others.
Exactly. Exactly. And Michelle, until now, this is an exciting day, really exciting day, because until now, we have not had a way to really do that, right? To help you guys go beyond just understanding a word on the show and then moving on. But now we do have one, Michelle.
Woo! Yay!
Yay!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We have a solution for you guys. Guys, we want to introduce right now our new All Ears English app tool. We'll call it the Vocabulary Save and Study Tool. So, Michelle, this is a game changer. Why is it a game changer?
Well, because you're going to be able to have all of your vocabulary in one place on your app.
Yes, exactly. In one place. I think that's the key right there, because we're so busy. We have so many things in our lives, so many email accounts to check, right? And it's so nice when we can have all the vocab words that we're focusing on in one single place, in one app. And that's what you can now do with the iOS app. So how does it work, guys? What you want to do, so the good news, if you are already a subscriber to the app, is that you actually are going to get this feature included in your plan that you're already paying for the transcripts. So now we have two awesome features for the basic plan. That is the real-time transcripts that you watch move down the screen while you listen. That was already awesome, Michelle. That is really cool, by the way. And now we've added a new feature, the save and study, where we've chosen words that we think will help you move to the next level. They are tappable. You can tap them. You can see the definition, see a sample sentence, and save them to your favorites list. So cool.
Nice. That's going to really help our listeners, I think, just to have it in one place, this key vocabulary that, you know, so that it doesn't just get lost, right?
Oh, totally. Totally. Guys, this is cool. So if you are already a paying subscriber, we're taking care of you here. It's included in your plan. So you should make sure that you update the app and you'll see the new feature right there. Okay. You can start building your list, build your personalized vocabulary list. If you're not a subscriber yet, you should go over to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device and you should do the free trial, right? Go for the trial, guys. Don't just listen to the show, right? You want to take that next step. And without moving forward, you're not going to do that, right? So go ahead, try it for free for 7 days, and then you will start to get charged. So good. But Michelle, I think it's going to get close to time to build the Android app pretty soon here. What do you think?
I think so. I have an Android. So I would love to be able to look at our app.
I know you really want to. I feel so bad that we haven't built it yet. Guys, it's not cheap building an app. That's why we haven't done it. It's expensive, right? Very expensive to build a good app. And we want to build good apps for you guys, not apps that are going to crash easily. So we do invest a good amount of money in building these apps, guys. But the Android version hopefully will be coming soon. We'll be talking more about how we're going to build that probably in the fall, okay? So keep, you know, stay tuned in, guys. For now, get the transcripts by email, allearsenglish.com/subscribe, and hang in there. It's coming for you. All right. So that'd Michelle, any, yeah, for you too, Michelle, I know you want to use this. I know it.
I do. I know.
Any final thoughts on our awesome new feature here?
Yeah, well, I just think that this is a really great opportunity. If I'm thinking about myself as a learner, yeah, and I am definitely that listener that Lindsay is describing, who's taking, you know, who would be taking notes and then, like, you know, just on, first of all, I won't even be able to read my notes. And then I just think it just get lost somewhere. And then, you know, so guys, we're not saying that everybody does that, but I'm just saying that I'm sure it's a common thing. I would definitely do it. So, yeah, this is something that would really help me out. If I were listening to, you know, the podcast as an audience member. So I think it would be really great for you to get yourself organized so that you can really build your skills.
Yeah, it's true, Michelle, because in a sense, we need that that mind shift of organization in our brains to know that we are organized. There's one place where all our keywords are living, and we can add to the bank. We can delete some from the bank when we feel like we've learned those and we understand how to use them. And there's something about giving ourselves the mental space to know where they are so we can go there anytime we want and keep learning. So cool, guys. Awesome. I'm so excited to see what you guys do with this. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Enjoy the tool. We worked hard on it. We've been working all spring on this tool for you in app development, and our wonderful team of coders and our project manager, amazing people we're working with here. Thanks to them. And guys, we'll talk to you soon. Michelle, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.